The information on the Robert Scott Bell Show has not been approved by the Food and Drug Administration and is not intended to prevent, cure, treat, or diagnose any disease. Nah, just kidding. As far as we're concerned, the FDA can kiss our
ass. Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I articulate the deepest felt values of the American people.
He was asking to have an open marriage, and I refused.
Robert Scott Bell.
We've had 88-year-old women having an adult diaper taken off, an 8-month-old child, the same thing. A 6-year-old girl from my town in Bowling Green, Kentucky, had an agent putting her hands inside her pants. We've gone too far.
Robert Scott Bell.
We need to get even more information out to Generation X. If they can be convinced that influenza vaccination is important, they'll spread the word and get the job done.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Picture this. Phil Keane, an active professional photographer, non-smoker, married for 21 years. One day while shaving, he notices a lump the size of an M&M in his neck.
With stage 4 throat cancer.
What went through your head?
Thinking of all the things I'd missed out on or that I didn't do with my children and my wife.
We start today's show with a news report from the mainstream news, ABC News, in fact. That is something that's got me outraged today. By the way, welcome everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Wherever you are, Super Don, you're there.
I'm here.
Did you see this piece on ABC News? And I've got it linked up at the blog, of course. 16 million Americans have oral HPV, human papillomavirus.
Wow. 16 million.
16 million. Now, if that weren't bad enough, and we're going to go through this. I just played the opening there just so you could hear where this was set up. Okay, here they go. They set the stage. Oh, my gosh. A guy finds out he has this lump in his throat, and it's related to HPV. Where are they going with this? Now, some of my listeners are very adept at figuring this stuff out. But man, oh man, oh man, this outraged me because this is what we call an example of pure pharmaceutical vaccine propaganda parading as news. Let's continue with this news story as we kick off today. By the way, we will do some debate coverage. Those of you who are anxious and looking forward to all our political healing here, you will be satiated. I promise you. Don and I are going to cover last night's debate, and there's some good stuff, especially the Hispanic language ghetto stuff. Did you hear about that? I know that got your goat there, Don.
It was one of the first debates so far that had me yelling, screaming, and throwing things at the TV.
Okay, yes. So we've got a lot to look forward to with Super Don as we analyze last night's debate in Jacksonville, Florida. But let's get back to that ABC News story of this man supposedly with this HPV.
Thinking of all the things I'd missed out on or that I didn't do with my children and my wife.
Phil's case is one of 6,700 HPV-positive throat cancers this year, a number that's increased 50% since 2004.
Okay, so 6,700 new cases of throat cancer. It's on the increase. You hear the fear-mongering at the beginning. I mean, men, pay attention. There's something here. And okay, we got this innocent guy, a good-looking guy. He's got kids. Suddenly, he's telling you, oh my gosh, I'm just thinking of all the things I would miss. And of course, it's tugging at the emotional heartstrings. Now, as you're listening to this, you gotta understand, this is slick. This is incredibly well produced. When I talk about the hypnosis, the mass hypnotic trance that it lulls people into, there's a trick here. This is black magic, and this is how they play it. So they've now set the stage of, oh my gosh, this could get you too.
Doctors say there's something going on. More and more of us exposed to the human papillomavirus through oral sex.
Okay, look, they're going right to, you know, the titillation factor of, okay, this is a sexual thing, more and more, as if this stuff hasn't been going on for time immemorial. Now you suddenly have to think, wait a second, something new is happening here. Where is this thing coming from? Now I've got to worry, another sex disease. We've already diffused the whole thing about HIV and AIDS, or we continue to do so because a lot of people still don't know it fully. By the way, great big event coming up, Health Freedom Expo. Liam and I got approved for a Friday night event on the dismantling of fake HIV tests, etc., and including legal strategies to get you out of it should you ever test quote-unquote positive. We'll show you legally how it's bogus bunk and it will never impact you. So anyway, here you go. A new sex disease. Everybody run. It's frightening. What are you going to do?
But can it be transmitted through saliva, by kissing, sharing a spoon? Doctors still don't know.
Okay, so right now they set the stage for... it's a mystery, right? The X-Files, where's Fox
where
Mulder?
Robert, where have we heard this before? This is the same kind of thing I remember with the AIDS thing back in the 80s. Can you get it from sneezing on somebody? Can you get it if you think about it when you're too close to somebody?
Yep.
You know,
yep.
It was just the big mystery. Oh, my goodness.
If you rub noses like the Eskimoses, will That's you right. get HPV? Right. So they're setting the stage for the pandemic, the outbreak. Dustin Hoffman's coming in here. Who knows what's going to happen next? Can you get it by simply being in the same room with somebody? Again, this is fear-mongering. This is germ theory. They know exactly how to tug at your fear string, so to speak.
I had no idea that it was a thing to worry about for men.
80% of adults are routinely exposed to HPV, and almost all of our bodies fight it off.
Okay, that's where they throw you the... I'm going to real quickly be truthful and honest about this. That's the throwaway. Most bodies fight it off. And that's the fact. And that's true of women and girls with the HPV as well. It's the fact that they acknowledge, but they kind of brush by it really quickly because we now need to bring you back to the reality that, oh, well, pay no attention to the fact that we said your body can fight it off because this is the real stuff now. We got to get to the serious
stuff. Did he give a statistic in that?
Yeah.
Did he say 80%?
Yep, 80%.
80%. Okay, yeah. That's important to remember as we go on here. 80%.
Doctors don't know why some cases develop into cancer.
Whoa, they don't know why. It's a mystery. You find the mystery. That's fear. If the doctors don't know why it develops, the fact is they don't know that it develops into cancer. But the language is they don't know why it does or it doesn't. The fact of the matter is it doesn't, but they're not going to let you know that because they want the mystery. If the doctors don't know, surely this has got to be the most frightening thing ever.
But they're learning that a virus once thought to cause cervical cancer in women is now causing throat cancer in men.
Wait. This is made up. This is fairy tale. We can say whatever we want. We're the news media. We're going to show you fancy pictures, and they show brain scan pictures here or neck scan pictures, MRI, resonance, and you're like, oh my gosh, this is high tech. They must know what they're doing.
Right.
How concerned are you about this?
It's a fast-growing problem, and what's even more concerning is that the American public is largely not aware of this.
Oh, but we're going to make you aware of it. And by the way,
until now,
they got this slick looking doctor, good looking guy, I guess. And by the way, does he work for the vaccine industry? Could it be that he takes money from GSK and Merck? Oh, wow. We wouldn't want that to happen and that to come out.
And men are much more at risk for throat cancer from HPV. A new report predicts that within the next 10 years, HPV related throat cancer in men could rise by another 30%.
Okay, so the future doesn't look bright. Men, 30% more of you are going to get this throat cancer caused by HPV. Well, how do they know it's caused by HPV? Remember, go back and listen to the show that I did with Liam many, many months ago about the detection methodology through PCR. It's always these three-letter words, HPV, HIV, PCR, polymerase chain reaction, which takes a fragment of DNA mass material and amplifies it hundreds of thousands to millions of times and says, oh my gosh, looks like we have an elephant in your throat. Oh, wait, that's not an elephant. That might be the human papilloma. We don't know, but we're going to say it because, an elephant can't fit in your throat, but the human papillomavirus probably could. Maybe it does cause it because we found a fragment. We amplified it. We say it is, but it could be an old Buick. I mean, that's how broad and vague this stuff is. This is amazing.
Why? When women are carrying HPV, even if they don't have cancer, the virus may multiply to very high levels, increasing the chance of oral cancer in their partners.
Thousands.
Now, it may multiply. We don't know that it will, but what does a virus do? If you know anything about viruses, they explode on the scene until your immune system gets a handle on it and then clears it, which is, they admitted, most cases, and that's most cases clear because your immune
80%?
System handles it and dissipates it.
80%?
80%. Did you follow that? Now, in this case, you're going to say, explosion. So they use this language. It's going to go massive. But viruses then burn themselves out because if they kill the host, the viruses are done. And so the idea that they linger, it's just also nonsense in this way, that they're going to constantly explode. No, they go back. Your immune system holds it in check. But never mind. It causes everything.
The women learn they have cervical cancer.
The vaccine is only marketed to girls.
Are we missing a really big opportunity here for prevention?
These vaccines are very yeah. important. They're as important as polio and rubella and mumps and all the other vaccines.
He tied this in, right? Are we missing something?
Is the word he used?
Say it.
Opportunity.
You got it. You heard it, Don. See, Super Don's got his ears on. Are we missing an opportunity to market this vaccine like we marketed the polio vaccine, the measles, mumps, and rubella, and then created the catastrophe of neurological ailments, diseases, and autism, the spectrum, and everything else that we've identified here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, among those like Andrew Wakefield, and in our vaccine seminar about to be released with John Rappaport. Oh my gosh, could we be throwing a wrench in their ointment to promote these vaccines? The opportunity to market! Oh my gosh, that's what this is all about, isn't it?
Young kids receive.
Phil is now vaccinating his 12-year-old son, just like his daughters.
I think you've got to vaccinate your kid now. You don't want them waking up in 20 or 30 years and finding out they have stage 4 throat cancer.
You see that?
This is it.
You now set the stage, and this is the arc. This is the arc. Within a minute or so, they did a beautiful job of propagandizing. Here's this innocent man out of the blue gets throat cancer. Oh my gosh, let's tie it into the HPV. It's a mystery. We'll admit some truth. Then we'll go to hyperbole. We'll exaggerate. We'll say, oh my gosh, it's on the rise. Here's a guy. It could be you. Right? The men are watching. Oh, that could be me. That could be me. Now what am I going to do? Well, I think we need to take this opportunity to say, hey, market this. Hey, you need to give your little boys the shot too, not just the little girls. And the guy comes on to reinforce it, Don. He says, you know what? I am now I'm going to make sure the doctor injects my son for HPV because I don't want to happen to me what happened to him. But, you know, and it's all gobbledygooked in. And by the way, guess who produces this? Madison Avenue public relation firms. They slickly put this together. This is basically a pharmaceutical advertisement. Goes to the media. The media says, hey, this is great. We got a minute, 2 minutes we can fill. We don't have to do anything. Just run it. That's how the game is played.
Yep. And how long have we been covering this HPV thing? And they have been trying time after time after time to try and justify giving boys the HPV shot. And they've come out with one statistic after another. And it was never enough to swing public opinion into vaccinating boys or getting doctors to approve the idea of vaccinating boys. They've kept coming back. The FDA keeps coming back saying, nah, we don't see the evidence that we should approve this as being for boys. Mm-hmm. Now they come out with the big C word, right? Mm-hmm. Cancer, throat cancer. This is going to kill 20% of the men and the boys in the country if we don't give the boys a shot. This is like a Hail Mary pass. No, in my opinion.
You're right. And this comes on the heels of a study that claims that there's no link between HPV vaccines and autoimmune disorders. Of course, they're never going to make the link because they don't even understand what triggers autoimmune disorders. They don't understand. So how can they say HPV doesn't? Well, we don't know what does, so it can't be HPV because that would screw up our marketing plan. And by the way, those men are concerned about this oral whatever. Gargle with silver hydrosol. Come on. It's virostatic. Boom. Done. Gargle. It's over. You want to gargle a few times a day? Fine. You knock it out. Even if your own immune system can do it, you can add a little benefit there. Simple. Now, can we apply this same logic to the Republican debates last night? We're going to take a break, come back, and start our analysis of last night's debate. If we don't get enough time, we've got Dr. King coming up because it is the healing revolution. Anybody have urinary incontinence? Water retention? We got you covered. Kidneys, urinary system, bladder. Dr. King's going to help us out on the healing revolution. Go to robertscottbell.com for all the wonderful healing links that we have today. 866-939-BELL if you want to be part of the show. And, of course, naturalnewsradio.com for email alerts. Super Don coming right back with me to talk about the debate. With whatever time we have left, we're going to let it loose. Stay with us.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
You're a physician. You're 76 years old. You would be the oldest president of the United States if you were elected. Are you prepared to release your medical records so voters out there know what your health is?
Oh, obviously, because it's about one page, if even that long. But I'm willing to... I'm willing to challenge any of these gentlemen up here to a 25-mile bike ride any time of the day in the heat of Texas. And you know, that subject has come up, and sometimes in fun, but sometimes not in fun. But, you know, there are laws against AIDS discrimination, so if you push this too much, you better be careful.
Right, that is Ron Paul from last night's debate, and great spirits and a lot of humor coming from the congressman, grandfatherly doctor. I mean, this guy, he was having fun last night. I just had to notice that. And what's the guy, Wolf Blitzer, actually tried to include him. I'll give Wolf a little bit of props, but sometimes we're like, you throw us a crumb because we're so used to having him shut out. But he threw a lot of zingers and fun stuff into the debate last night, Don.
He did, and I would have to say it was probably one of the debates where you saw them being more fair to Ron Paul as far as time and answering questions. I mean, he even led off with Ron Paul. There was one particular case where he ended with Ron and then started with Ron on a new question. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of nice to see. They actually were fair with him. But, yeah, he was on his game last night as far as coming back with some good lines that I thought highlighted the fact that he's just straightforward and honest and just telling it like it is.
We'll see how it impacts the sheeple. I mean, obviously, those of us who are already here, we're hoping that it makes some inroads there. But, hey, his wheelhouse, of course, the economy, Federal Reserve, fractional reserve banking, all of the debt issues and deficit issues. There was a thing related to the balancing of the budget, I think, which was rather interesting. Related to Newt Gingrich, because he keeps saying, hey, I balanced the budget. I was in there. It was because of me and Ron Paul.
He loves taking credit
for everything that
happened while Reagan was president.
But he forgets Ron Paul was a congressman around that time watching very closely as to what actually happened. And Ron had something to say to Gingrich about this.
Newt's mentioned this quite a few times about balancing the budget for four times. I went back and looked at the record. The budget was the national debt during those 4 years actually went up about $1 trillion. What he's talking about is he doesn't count the money he takes out of Social Security. So Reagan nor you had a truly balanced budget because the national debt goes up and that's what we pay the interest on. So I think you've stretched out a little bit more than you should have.
Go ahead and respond to then Senator Santorum.
Respond
to Congressman Paul?
I would just say, under the system that was used, we were $405 billion in balance for 4 years. I agree with Ron, but let me finish. I actually agree with you, and I propose that we take Social Security off budget.
So,
well, I love it because it says, well, in the system that we used.
It's not my fault.
That's a system that Ron Paul just pointed out was wrong.
Yes, it's the system.
I love it how then he agrees with Ron Paul.
Yeah.
And that happened a lot last night. They were all at one point or another going, you know what? I agree with Ron Paul.
That was amazing. It's like a time warp 4 years ago, man. And you know, this is the thing that these guys will, you know, find out. I'll take credit, but if it's not, you know, good, somehow I'm nailed on. Oh, it's the system. It's not me. Right. It's not someone that's going to stand up and say, yes, I take responsibility for my actions. It's not the adult-like scenario that we're looking for. And quite honest, to be fair, we're not fans of social suck-up Rick Santorum, are we? But he did have a moment last night that was worthwhile.
He did. It pains me to even admit this, but there was one point in there where he did become the adult in the room.
Yeah, amazing. And again, pains me as well. So we're going to take some Arnica after we listen to Santorum here, but give it a go for fairness.
The bigger issue here is these two gentlemen who are out distracting from the most important issues we have by playing petty personal politics. Can we set aside that Newt was a member of Congress and used the skills that he developed as a member of Congress to go out and advise companies, and that's not the worst thing in the world, and that Mitt Romney is a wealthy guy because he worked hard and he's going out and working hard, and you should guys leave that alone and focus on the issue.
All right, so Santorum gets a good soundbite, but I actually sort of disagree with him, though, although I kind of like, yeah, let's get to some real stuff. But the fact that Newt did leave Congress and become a lobbyist and make all – I mean, isn't that what people – are railing about the cronyism?
It's true. It is. You are correct. But here's the problem that you run into. We're in a debate situation. And if we make the entire debate about, well, yes, you did. No, you didn't. Yes, you did. No, you didn't. Well, technically, I didn't. Well, it seems, you know, you implied that you did. And, you know, and that really, a lot of that went on with Romney and Gingrich last night. And it just got to the point that I think Santorum, hey, look, Santorum wants his time in the spotlight. He's trying to win too. And when the entire debate goes, you know, turns into Romney and Gingrich going, yeah, I know you are, but what am I? I know you are, but what am I? You know, I think he got frustrated and he saw an opportunity to be, you know, put on the big boy pants for a moment and score a point, which he did.
Yeah
you got to give him his props. He seized the moment, took advantage of the opportunity, and, you know, scored a few points.
Right.
Even Gingrich was looking at him when he made that comment. He was kind of going, oh, crap.
Yeah, Newty was getting beat up last night, I have to say. He was definitely not the aggressive, offensive guy that he was in the prior debate. Oh, and by the way, speaking of being an adult in the room, Ron Paul did that in regards to Fannie and Freddie because they were going back on all of the stuff, asking these silly questions. Give a listen to Ron on the Fannie-Freddie issue.
It seems that they both acknowledge they both made money from Fannie and Freddie. Should they return that money?
That subject really doesn't interest me a whole lot.
Let's get some real stuff.
But the question does. The question is, what are we going to do about Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? It should have been auctioned off right after the crash came. It would have been cleansed by now. It should have been sold. But Maybe it's my physician background, but I think an ounce of prevention is what we ought to talk about, so we quit doing this. But we know how the bubble came about. It was excessive credit, interest rates held too low, too long, the Federal Reserve responsible for that. Community Reinvestment Act, which is affirmative action, telling banks they have to make these risky loans. At the same time, there was a line of credit which allowed Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to make more money, and it was assumed that they would always be protected. Now, you can't argue. I've talked a long time about cutting off that credit from the Fed. I was trying to prevent this stuff.
We have to remember that outside of Ron Paul, these other candidates really do not understand the monetary issue, the economic issue, and they defer now. As you said, they're agreeing with Ron Paul and going, oh, what can I learn from this guy? Can I borrow what he's saying? Because remember, Romney, Goldman Sachs, Credit Suisse, all of these same entities that are part of the party to the crash are supporting Obama and Romney as the guys, because they win even if they lose. They always win. Santorum, no. He's a lightweight when it comes to the economy in this realm. He doesn't understand it. Newt Gingrich has started to say, well, maybe we should look at gold again. But do you believe this guy? Once he's in the quarterback position, he's lost.
It's just pandering. That's all it is. Pandering to the Ron Paul supporters.
Complete pandering. So in terms of a little election coverage, which we do here on the Political Healing, I think we're going to actually have to come back, because there's one thing that outraged us, particularly you, Don, on the language of the ghetto. Maybe it's Spanish. Yeah. Maybe it's not. We're going to find out. We're going to have to take care of that in a little while. Okay. So more debate coverage coming up. But right now, Don, do you suffer from water retention?
Let me see. No cankles. No.
Okay. No edema. Okay. No. Well, I won't go into some of these personal issues, but anybody out there dealing with bladder incontinence issues, I mean, that can be embarrassing, of course. We are going to talk about that with Dr. Frank King coming back on the Healing Revolution. I think this is a very important issue. A lot of people are losing the skeletal and, in this case, muscular integrity. We'll talk about some specific homeopathic remedies that can help in that regard. Are you dealing with chronic bladder infections? Can we rebuild the kidneys, the adrenal glands? Are there issues with frequent urination? It is time for some physiological health and healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Dr. Frank King joins me after the break on this Healing Revolution Friday. Also coming up, the Refusers. There's a cool rock band, the Refusers. Remember I talked briefly yesterday about the vaccine bubble? We got Michael Belkin on to talk about the vaccine bubble next hour. We'll also hear from our dear friend and superhero sidekick, Liam Sheff, joining us as well, talking about the Refusers. Are you ready to refuse vaccinations and burst the vaccine bubble? We'll do that when we come back, but first, Dr. King joins us after this.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Taste
tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Hey there, this is Mike. Got a couple of things you may want to check out. Did you know about the website counterthink.com? These are some really hilarious, freedom-oriented, health-oriented, even political cartoons that you got to check out. counterthink.com. And if you want to know what's in your food, go check out foodinvestigations.com, where you've got a bunch of free mini documentaries, little videos there that you can watch that will show you what's in your food and what's not in your food. We talk about Total Blueberry Pomegranate Cereal made by General Mills. Did you know it has no blueberries in it and no pomegranates? We got the video right there on foodinvestigations.com. And if you really want to know what's in your food, your medicine, your personal care products, and so on, head over to naturalnews.com. We're publishing about 12 articles a day now, everything from healing superfoods to the dangerous chemicals in your products, foods, and medicines. Naturalnews.com. Check it out.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, you've made it. It's time for the healing revolution. Dr. Frank King is about to rejoin me. And I, Dr. King, you there?
Yeah, I am here.
Awesome.
Robert.
Well, I'm so glad to have you on board. Have you ever been, I just got to ask this question, have you ever been to one of those improvisational shows, like improvs where they do just silly improv? Comedy shows.
I feel like I live that life.
Well, I remember I actually did improv when I was younger, in my wilder days, and occasionally it feels like I do improv every day on the radio a bit. But I, you know, it dawned on me there was, as we were talking before we started today, the time I was still in my teen years. I was in improv, and they were like, they'd say, shout out something, so we'll incorporate it in our show. And I shouted out water retention, and they were like, they laughed, and they incorporated somehow in a comedy bit. And I thought, I'm going to yell that out, water retention, Dr. King. Let's start with kidney, urinary tract, water retention issues to help all the people out that might be suffering in that way.
You know, Robert, that's one of the conditions natural doctors are finding is showing up on a regular basis, and most natural doctors doing the tests and observing are finding out that kidney damage, kidney dysfunction is occurring in the majority of the public. Even by the late 30s, the majority of people have damaged function within their kidneys. And most of these doctors are saying this is coming from the toxins in our environment, from all the soft drinks that are being consumed. When you think about, you know, the carbon dioxide, you think, wait a minute, you know, plants like carbon dioxide. The ozone doesn't, mm-hmm. but neither do we. If you, we inhale oxygen and we exhale carbon dioxide. It's a waste product.
Right.
So with all these carbonated drinks is carbon dioxide. We are, in a sense, drinking waste product. The bubbles might feel good going mm-hmm. down your throat, but your kidneys are screaming, saying, help, please. This is creating too much stress upon our body to be eliminating all this carbon dioxide, all this waste product going into our bodies.
Well, and you mentioned the soda pop, and I remember I grew up on soda pop or Coca-Cola, however they call it. And, in fact, I had to come off of that when I began to become aware of the dietary damage I had done to myself for much of my young life eating this so-called standard American diet. And I had cravings for the stuff. I don't know if I was craving the carbon dioxide so much as the other things in there. But now, there's another bizarre story related to soda pops and Pepsi evidently utilizing aborted fetal tissue in their test to determine flavors. I mean, anybody drinking this stuff from the big soda makers around the world? I mean, it's just a disaster.
You know, it certainly is. One of the things, you know, you can look at, and I encourage people to be sensitive and look at you know, and catch these problems. We know they're going to hit us. Let's watch for them. And here's a few signs and things you can look for.
Mm-hmm.
One, of course, is the darker circles under the eyes, the bags under the eyes. You'll see that this occurs very often, especially the bluish hues that occur under the eyes is a sign of, you know, kidney problems, that your kidneys are being severely stressed by that point when mm-hmm. that happens. Some of the others is you might find that on your back, in the lower portion of the back, but above, it's almost above your rib cage where your ribs mm-hmm. first come down.
On either side of the vertebrae, of course.
Either side. And look for you where you might get pains in that area. When you figure, you put your hand behind your back and you can feel your hip bone, and you keep, there's a gap of space, and then you'll start feeling your ribs where they start coming from your spine and wrapping around the side of your body. Yeah, if you have to have good shoulders now to be reaching this high.
Yes, exactly.
And, back in there, right in that area, is where your kidneys sit. And, you know, they're commonly you'll get kidney pain in around those areas. That's certainly a sign that they're, you know, these are latter signs, but, you know, that you have a, getting to be a higher percentage of kidney dysfunction occurring. And so we want to be watching for these things. One of the things that occurs, that sits above your kidneys, Robert, is your adrenal glands. In your adrenal glands, we have found that over 80% of the population have some form of adrenal dysfunction and fatigue manifesting in their bodies. This comes from stress, from not only mental and emotional stress, but physical stress, mm-hmm. biochemical stress. This is what's happening in our world on a regular basis, and we're seeing the adrenal pandemic.
Right.
The pandemic, that's worse than an epidemic.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I broadcast from the Life Extension Foundation Nutrition Center a couple of weeks back, and I got to introduce Bill Falloon to the 911 rescue, the adrenal burnout that you have at King Bio, and he was very grateful. I gave him one of the boxes. He was like, you know, I was thinking, here's a guy who's heading up a huge business, and he's doing some amazing outreach and science in a good way, and I said, it looks like you could use some help. I mean, who wouldn't at this point? And he looked at that, and he's like, wow, this will hit the spot. So it's just an everyday thing. Like you said, 80% are suffering seemingly in a Western world kind of way with some form of, if not outright adrenal burnout, certainly some level, varying levels of exhaustion that can be nourished back. But as you said, it sits on the kidneys, and it's hard to differentiate completely from, like, it's just the adrenals. The kidneys have nothing to do with it. There's everything related to everything.
Yeah, the kidneys are suprarenal glands. This is part of the kidney. And then they control the kidney function, the adrenal glands do. They have the hormonal controls over the kidneys.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you have fatigue, you probably not only have an adrenal problem, but you probably have some kidney problems as well. So these are things you want to look at and find ways to rebuild your kidneys.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of the things, obviously, that the kidneys relate to, you'll notice maybe you cannot hold and let your bladder get real full. You find yourself having to urinate frequently.
Mm-hmm.
The frequent urination and the urgency of urination, these are some of the earlier signs, too, that your kidneys are definitely having problems. And we want to be able to care for our kidneys. In Oriental medicine, the kidneys are the seat for our energy and our strength. So we really need to keep an eye, and I want us to be aware. We can all see a sore throat coming on, but we don't always see a sore kidney manifesting.
Right.
You know, a dysfunctioning in the kidneys that affects our life and our energy. So just a few little hints. When you reach up, look for pain back there where we were talking about, just above where the bottom of the rib cage begins from your back. You know, you can even thump over that area with your fist, and if it creates tender response, you might want to consider possible kidney issues then. The frequency and urgency of urination to repeat these things, we want to be aware of this. And now, we have some remedies to begin looking at.
Right. And I might add here, in utilizing these kidney-specific remedies, and we'll mention a few, some people, this is a great place where I've found I can overwhelm people with this whole idea that homeopathy is just the placebo effect. Like, a lot of times you'll have little kitty cats that have urinary incontinence, frequent urination often. And of course, homeopathy, if it's truly just a placebo effect, it wouldn't have any impact on animals. How would they be impacted in that same way? And I've seen so many animals helped by the same remedies that we would give to our human counterparts as well for urinary tract issues. I mean, there's a Quercetin. We've got some of the Mercurius. The Taraxacum, the dandelion, is also very helpful. The Berberis, the Barberry, different remedies that are encompassed in, like, some of these formulations, including a frequent urination thing that you have at King Bio. And it's the thing that people don't realize, that they have that option. I mean, this is, to me, so amazing that they would overlook the most powerful yet safest medicine. And that's why I'm glad we're talking about the urinary issues today.
Yes, yes. Actually, the kidneys, a lot of the remedies for the kidneys and the blood toxicities mm-hmm. are related. Because what are the kidneys? They are filters for our blood.
Yes.
And they are filtering out. Okay, and discerning from our blood what is it that we need mm-hmm. and keep back into circulation, what is it that we should not have in our blood and take it out and pass it through the urine.
Mm-hmm.
So the kidneys are very, very vital at keeping our blood clean. And so one of the two areas of detoxification that we've combined remedies is, we call it the blood-kidney detox. And there are remedies there that complement this, and they're really wonderful for keeping our blood healthy and our blood strong, but also keeping our kidneys functioning strong.
Yeah, it's something that if you know you have a weakness, if you've been diagnosed previously even by an allopathic doctor, obviously in most cases, these docs are not going to be aware of options that are outside of their drug realm. And so you can safely consider taking something like the blood kidney or kidney blood detox and utilize it. And it's not going to counteract or contraindicate with any of the medicines you may or may not be on.
Exactly. It's a great remedy that people should periodically. It's one of those remedies I recommend that everyone should periodically take to keep our kidneys functioning more effectually mm-hmm. and keeping our health and our energy up as well.
So if we're talking like things like I mentioned, water retention, understand that there is a big, component in urinary tract to the bladder, the kidneys especially, as you talk about filtration. We also don't want to overlook the fact of hydration or dehydration, you know, chronically dehydrated, not to the point of death, but subtly. Did we not talk about something, a remedy that you actually had that addressed the hydration beyond just the obvious of drinking more water and minerally rich water?
Yes. One of them is, you know, with the water retention formula, mm-hmm. we actually found that this is actually helping the body metabolize water more effectively. In other words, you know, water is our, you know, number one component in our body, and it's so easy to get dehydrated. I tell you, one of the simplest little tests that everybody should be checking on a regular basis is to wet their finger with their tongue. And then wipe your finger down the front of your tongue, right down the middle of the front of your tongue.
Mm-hmm.
And from that, it should feel almost the equivalent of wet wax paper.
Mm-hmm.
It should be very smooth and slick. However, most people, when we do this, we will find a roughening feel on the tongue. And that roughening feel on the tongue is the sign, one of the earliest signs, that we are actually in a level of dehydration. And it is shocking, but most natural doctors, when looking at this, find the majority of the public in a dehydration state.
Hmm.
And Robert, we're like batteries. If the water's getting low, then our ability to be energetic and have strong electrolytes and to feel the energy through the day and becomes depleted. And that depletion is manifesting because of dehydration.
Well, you're right to reference the electrical energy, because it doesn't operate well in a dehydrated environment. So the lack of energy, we speak about an electromagnetic reality and universe, of which homeopathy plays a very important part of restoring that balance and function. And when we come back, we're going to continue our discussion here on the Healing Revolution Friday with Dr. Frank King. Check it all out. I've got the links up at robertscottbell.com, to kingbio.com, as well as the number of remedies that we're talking about today. And their number is 800-543-3245, 800-543-3245. More urinary tract kidney discussion on the way after this.
Hold that shrimp on the Barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All-natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells, to help your immune system, and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the Barbie, feel better, and if you act now, get a great down-under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now. That's one-stop-health-shop.com. Get that great down-under price and free shipping right now at one-stop-health-shop.com. That's one-stop-health-shop.com.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight, organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Enterfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Enterfood.com. That's Enerfood.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
We're back talking with Dr. Frank King from King Bio, the healing revolution that we do every Friday. Always, always look forward to this. And urinary tract issues. I was talking with someone. I visited the Hippocrates Health Institute the other day. By the way, I introduced them to some of these King Bio remedies as well. Just had to let them know because after I did a training, I was training them on some silver. There was one lady that was asking me about urinary tract issues. And I mentioned for interstitial cystitis, which is very difficult, how some of the doctors I've worked with have actually basically did a catheterization of silver directly into the bladder to help heal the tissue. But I also mentioned that there are very specific, just like we talked about a few of them, remedies for the kidney and the bladder. And these are people very holistically inclined, knowledgeable about many herbs and supplements, but still did not know yet about these homeopathic options.
Robert, homeopathy just does so well with this. The problems with most kidney, trying to treat kidney problems, mm-hmm. is that almost all the drugs out there, and this is for both human and for animals, most all the drugs they try to help with kidney problems actually create kidney problems. And so mm-hmm. they're causing, you know, because of the toxicity of drugs, it's very difficult to treat kidney problems because the kidneys react to the toxicity. Because at this point, the body becomes very sensitive because this is one of our major detoxification pathways
yes.
through the kidneys. So it is becomes a perplexing problem for both human doctors as well as veterinarians on how do we address kidney problems. Homeopathy provides a very safe solution for both humans and animals, mm-hmm. you know, to correct kidney function, improve different levels of kidney function. And therefore, it's the no-brainer first logical choice when addressing kidney problems.
For sure. And this is something that I just look at all of the limitations, because so many people are frustrated with the repeated antibiotic use, as they should be, for urinary tract infections, even incontinence. I mean, literally almost any urinary issue, they always say, well, here's an antibiotic. I mean, it's amazing how that, and then they damage the gastrointestinal system and also weaken the liver. And remember, the liver is something that, you know, kind of processes a lot of things before often it even goes to the kidney. So in many ways, I would like people to be aware that in addition to addressing the kidney issues like we're talking about now, they should be also on a liver detox to support the preceding areas of detoxification, so it reduces some of this burden on the kidneys.
Yes, and you mentioned about the water retention earlier. Mm-hmm. When you're in the latter stages, not the earlier stages of kidney dysfunctions, you'll find yourself retaining water, whether it's in your ankles or your mm-hmm. leg or your hands, around your eyes. You'll see this water retention manifesting, puffiness in the face. Mm-hmm. These are all signs that we want to start doing some proactive work to help our kidneys out. So the water retention, there's homeopathic formula would be a great tool mm-hmm. to begin addressing those things. And preferably you use it proactively and preventatively so that you don't wait till your latter stages of kidney dysfunction.
Yeah, you mentioned, Dr. King, you mentioned the water retention again, and I remember the term often called in modern medicine, they say edema, right? Edema. And sometimes people are going, oh my gosh, this could be serious. The doc's saying it could be related to congestive heart failure if we take it to that extreme. And there's a story here that is about the raised cardiovascular risk for adolescents consuming, for instance, large amounts of fructose, the high fructose corn syrup that are often in a lot of the soda pops and things and so many other things. I think also contributing to dehydration and demineralization. So that's another aspect when we got to deal with the heart cardiovascular issues. We come back to Crataegus or the hawthorn berry.
Yes, yes. And when your kidneys are dysfunctioning to a certain level, you are putting abnormal pressure and stress upon your heart.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You've got this sort of like a thickening of the blood that can happen with dehydration, but with the kidneys not filtering it properly. I mean, there are all kinds of things. And again, that may be the reason why retention of the water is there. It's trying to dilute the toxic burden of the body. And at that point, we would say, yes, let's include some cardiovascular support. But remember where it's really sourced from: liver, kidney, adrenal, as well as the lymphatic system. So much of what the things we discuss on the Healing Revolution, it always comes back around and relates to everything. But I wanted to make people aware of the very specific kidney, urinary tract, bladder formulations available to them, because they still don't know.
Yes, and one thing, Robert, if you find yourself retaining water, it's kind of a little bit ironic, but it's a really big sign we need to drink more water. And it sounds almost illogical, mm-hmm. but the reason you're retaining water is because the kidneys are stressed and they need more filtration. They need to run more water through there, clean them up, clear them out, and all the toxins that are building up in the body is creating the retention. So 98% of the time when you have this water retention, you do need to increase your level of water and take some remedies to help your kidneys rebuild again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely, and encourage you to eat more live, living, green foods, super green foods, including dandelion on your salads, which will help the kidneys and the liver simultaneously. So we've got the nutrient aspect as well as the homeopathic aspect addressed in these ways. Now, what other kind of things, you know, coming back from the chiropractic perspective, do you ever see the so-called, let's say, nerve impingement related to the kidney, you know, the nerves that relate to the kidney and associate with any other back pain besides the pain specifically over the kidney area?
Yes, yes. You know, adjustments always help. If you're addressing a problem and it's not fully clearing up, you'd need to go and definitely I would be in the chiropractor's office getting my back adjusted in that unique area of what we call the lower thoracic spine.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great place where you'd be focusing on there, even in your neck. every message going to your body has to go, you know, from your brain to your body, has to go through the neck. That's where the bottleneck could be, in a sense. And getting chiropractic adjustments, acupuncture are all very helpful. But obviously the logical thing is to walk proactively and preventatively, use remedies to help build your body, and get all the support you need when you need it from these different natural healing arts.
Did we miss any of the, let's say, self-help remedies? Because there are so many. It's almost, it's overwhelming when you start realizing how much you have there at King Bio. But any particular remedies that jump out in regards to urinary issues, kidney, that area of function that I don't want to overlook because it's a great opportunity while we're all thinking about it. Oh, there's another option I didn't even think of.
Yeah. There are two main urinary tract condition-specific remedies would be the urinary tract infections formula. Mm-hmm. We try to make it clear and a little bit simple for us. The urinary tract infections is great when you do have a certain level of infection.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I encourage people to do is have pH tape around the house.
Mm-hmm.
And when I keep a roll of it in our bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're urinating, have a little strip of this, dip it into your stream of urine, and check your pH on a periodic basis. This is a good thing to do because if your pH is running off, and what I mean, it normally should be running probably between 6, around 6.5 is what I consider one of the better pHs for balance,
mm-hmm.
give or take a couple tenths of a point. So say 6.4 to 6.8, that's ideal. You're starting to get up to 7 and higher. You're starting to get into a place where you're going to be susceptible to specifically bacterial infections.
Mm-hmm.
And so people can get too alkaline. It's easy to do. I did it myself. I've never had a bladder infection until I was doing and experimenting some years back on an alkaline program.
Mm-hmm.
And I was alkalizing my body, and I found myself, I went too alkaline, and I found out I had got my first bladder infection in my life.
Hmm.
And believe me, I have a whole lot of respect for all my patients in the past that had bladder infections once you experience it yourself. So we want to watch our pH. And in those cases, that's where you hear about the cranberry juice, mm-hmm. and a lot of unique things you can do to keep help get rid of a bladder infection. So, and that acidifies and brings you back to a more balanced pH. So all the craze is, oh, alkalize your body, get rid of your acid. But the pendulum always swings both ways, doesn't it, Robert?
Yeah, exactly. Where you're looking for the balance. And I'm glad you brought that up because there is an alkalization craze. And while we would acknowledge that the seeming majority of those in the Western world eating the standard American diet are acidified beyond balance, there is an extreme you can go to the other realm. And the pH issue with the bladder, very important to bring up because so many are looking to, how do I restore that healthy pH? And having the pH strips is a great tip. And all of the things we've discussed in terms of homeopathy for the bladder and urinary tract are not mutual exclusive, so to speak. You could still do these cranberry extracts, unsweetened organic, I would prefer, D-mannose, and there are other things that can be done, none of which are contraindicated. Even if you resort to the, God forbid, as I would say, the allopathic drugging model, we can still do the homeopathy safely.
Yes, and whether it's human or vet, as you mentioned, cats mm-hmm. are particularly prone to urinary tract infections, and we have a pet urinary tract infection product that's in, I believe it's Petco. These are all really great products. And another arena that is really, to me, plaguing our society is bladder incontinence, Robert.
Mm-hmm.
And when was the last time have you ever had any bladder incontinence?
Thankfully, no. And if I did, I might be thinking, do I really want to talk about it? But no, thankfully. But yeah, you're talking about sometimes you lose the integrity of the musculature, of the sphincter control, etc. A lot of this can be dealing with connective tissue disorders, deficiencies, mineral deficiencies, silica, etc. But you actually have some remedies that address the incontinence issue.
Yes, there's homeopathic products, there's a number of them. And you find them, you combine in formulas as well for bladder incontinence. And you don't have to relegate yourself to having to wear diapers the rest of your life. Mm. There are ways to the Kegel exercises as well.
Right.
It's taking this bladder incontinence formula really begins to awaken and strengthen your bladder functions, your bladder sphincters. The formula is wonderful for helping bring back the integrity of your bladder again.
Mm-hmm.
Just because we age and we sag, we at times, you know, we can still keep ourselves toned up in that area.
Yes.
And we don't have to fall victim to bladder incontinence. So I do highly recommend that product. Both we have that product, products of specific for humans, mm-hmm. as well as our aging pets.
Yes, which and I've dealt with that in cats. Yes, I have.
Yes, so. Can be a real problem when they start losing bladder control and to keep your house in order.
Mm-hmm.
It can be a real challenge. And so these are simple things that can help this area and extend the function of and quality of life.
So as we wrap up the Healing Revolution with Dr. Frank King before the weekend here, I guess the word of the day is sphincter control.
Yeah. Keep your sphincter sharp.
Oh, my goodness. Dr. King, always a pleasure to have you on board. You know that. Appreciate you very much and look forward to connecting with you again as we do every week on Friday, the special Healing Revolution segments together. It's Dr. Frank King can be reached through King Bio, kingbio.com, 800-543-3245. And until next week, with our strong sphincters, we say that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott the Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, now that everybody's urinary tract is in good shape, yes. we kick into gear our second hour today of the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com for all of the links. Super Don's with us still, so making us sound so good this hour. We've got Michael Belkin from the Refusers. We've got a little bumper music. His son is like on the drums at 11 years of age, so I'll have that linked
up
as
great.
Well.
It's very, good stuff.
Very yeah. cool, but it's related to the puncturing of the vaccine bubble. Liam Sheff's going to join us as well this hour, so we've got a lot of great things to do. I've got some interesting news stories that I definitely want to cover, including the chicken nugget diet. I mean, I'll get to that. Stand by. But I do want to follow up on just some debate from last night, because, Don, this really got your goat about Gingrich talking about the language of the ghetto. You want to hear that audio? We got Romney talking about it.
Just to set up on this, this is Wolf Blitzer asking Gingrich about an ad that Romney was running referencing a comment that he had made in the past. And this is the exchange between Gingrich and Romney last night.
You've had an ad running saying that Speaker Gingrich called Spanish, quote, the language of the ghetto. What do you mean by that?
I haven't seen the ad, so I'm sorry I don't get to see all the TV ads. I don't know. Did he say that?
Did you
say what I said was we want everybody to learn English because we don't want, and I didn't use the word Spanish.
Did he say that? Did I do that ad? I'm Mitt Romney, and I approve that message. Well, that shows you how much he actually reviews the messages going out.
It turns out that it was Romney's ad, and they zinged him on that earlier or later in the debate. But when Gingrich said, I didn't say Spanish, I about fell out of my chair.
It was the system.
I remember this when it happened. And so I went and I dug up the original comment that he made. This was on C-SPAN.
You are awesome. What a digger.
Back in March of 2007. This is the comment that they were referring to last night.
We should replace bilingual education with immersion in English so people learn the common language of the country and so they learn the language of prosperity, not the language of living in a ghetto.
The language of living in a ghetto, Don. What was he really? What did he really mean there?
Okay, so look, did he say Spanish? No. Now, back then, when this debate was going on, as it still goes on today, when people were referring to bilingual, they were referring to people that spoke Spanish and spoke English. That's what bilingual was referring to in general because it's the largest second language spoken in the country. But technically, did Gingrich say Spanish? No, he didn't say Spanish. So my question is, if he wasn't referring to Spanish, then why is it when he came out, when there was a big uproar about this, why did he come out and give his apology in Spanish?
Spend semana pasado, hice unos comentarios que reconozco produjeron un mal sentimiento entre la comunidad latina.
He wasn't referring to Spanish, but for some reason he felt compelled to have to apologize in Spanish.
Was that Spanish? I mean, I don't speak much. My kids know more Spanish than I do, but that didn't sound like real Spanish to me.
That's learning to speak Spanish by audio cassette. But anyway, okay. So look, he says he didn't say Spanish, but he decided to apologize in Spanish. He didn't apologize in Chinese or German. So, you know, that to me, it was just like, okay, this it just really irritated me. But, you know, the other point that has to be made here is that, okay, if you weren't referring to Spanish, then tell me, Mr. Gingrich, which language would you say is the language of the ghetto?
Yeah,
which one of those languages was the one you were referring to?
Why didn't he apologize in French?
Yeah.
Right? The language
or is he saying, I mean, think about this. Yeah. Is he saying that any other language other than English is the language of the ghetto?
The language of French fries, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Fried foods. Hey, Don, teenagers in health scare. There's a teenager in health scare after 15 years of a chicken nugget diet.
Where are the parents?
You asked the right question. Who are these parents? Did he grow up in the chicken nugget ghetto? I mean, 15 years of chicken nuggets? Come on, man. By the way,
and then they wonder why this kid is having health problems.
I know this. You know, this kind of reminds me. There's a story in Florida now about this transvestite and a partner who are injecting Fix-A-Flat into the butts of people who want a bigger butt.
Oh, I saw that.
Did you see that?
That came out about a month or two ago.
Yeah, it's still big news in Florida. Yeah. Why not just inject chicken nuggets into your bottom? Because it's the same stuff.
And these people, these people were answering an ad like on Craigslist or something,
right.
And were showing up at like the Holiday Inn to get this procedure done by this person. They were injecting. It was a combination of like Fix-A-Flat and rubber cement, in order to give them a big butt.
I heard it's going multi-level. Everybody sign up. Horrified doctors learned of this 17-year-old's chronic addiction to chicken nuggets after she collapsed and was rushed to the hospital struggling to breathe.
Right.
And this girl evidently never touched greens or fruit. By the way, it's from Great Britain, so the food, you know, never big culinary capital of the world there. But my goodness, even that takes the cake. It wasn't even fish and chips. It was just chicken nuggets. Yep. She's recovering after being put on an urgent course of, guess what? Vitamins. Vitamins. They started giving her injectable vitamins. That's what they say in Britain, vitamins. And she's from Birmingham in central England. She says, I'm starting to realize that this is really bad for me. Well, better late than never.
Again, where were the parents?
Yep. Well, they were taking her to the drive-through McDougal's chicken nuggets. They're her favorite. I share 20 with my boyfriend with chips. What kind of boyfriend is that, letting your girlfriend eat chicken nuggets morning, noon, and night? Not only that, but I also like KFC and supermarket brands. My main meal is always chicken nuggets every day. She says, I first tasted these nuggets when my mom took me to McDonald's when I was 2. I loved them so much, they were all I would eat. I just couldn't face even trying other foods. Mom gave up giving me anything else years ago. Well, Mom, why'd you have a kid if you were going to give up so easily that you would give your kid a permanent diet of chicken nuggets? By the way, here's a classic example of massive detoxification in need. And so I would do, like, you know, we were talking with Dr. King about many things, including food additives, because this is pure chemical crud put together. And also, there's another story, interestingly enough, on Natural News about fried foods that maybe they're not as bad as we thought, depending upon, guess what, the quality and type of oil you use. Remember we talk about if you're cooking, what do I say you should be cooking with, Don? Do you remember any of that? What should you be cooking? What kind of oil would I recommend?
Well, I know a lot of people use coconut.
Yeah, absolutely. Coconut. These are forms of saturated fats that do not break down in heat to convert into the trans fats. Even butter, or even better, if you're doing some serious heat cooking, ghee, which is clarified butter, where they take the moisture out, and it's incredibly heat tolerant. You don't produce any of the trans fats. And by the way, there are things called natural trans fats in your body that are not the same as the synthetic hydrogenated oils trans fats.
They just came out with a study on that, actually. Yep. And we never did get to that, but nope. Where they had this amazing revelation that that natural trans fats are better than man-made trans fats.
Yep.
Really?
Really. Yep. Could nature know something that man doesn't? So, chicken nugget diet, you want to get off the chicken nuggets. By the way, there are organic chicken nuggets that I've seen with organic breading. So, if you need like a transition for this poor little girl in Birmingham, England, who's now, you know, a late teenager, at least you can like kind of, it's kind of like for me, it's not the best, like stopping smoking, at least you switch to organic cigarettes that have some tobacco in it. It's better. It's better, I'll admit that. I mean, obviously better not to put heated smoke into your lungs. But the transition, get some organic nuggets or, you know, come off and detox. So absolutely take some homeopathic medicines to detox from all of these food additives, because the crisis was, guess what? It was in her lungs. She couldn't breathe. And remember yesterday I talked about the story of they were wanting to give proton pump inhibiting drugs, stop stomach acid production in children with asthma. And,
yeah.
And they admitted that it didn't work. Well, duh. Yes. They couldn't digest anything. They were desperate for assimilating nutrients. And, of course, when you can't produce the glutathione necessary for cellular detox, and that's true especially in the lungs as well, your body is desperately throwing out the garbage, and they can't pick it up. And then what else do we need to desperately protect these kids from? The vaccines. The HPV shot, like we talked about last hour. And we're going to talk with someone who is very well read on this subject, and he's from the high finance world. This guy's brilliant. I'm looking forward to talking with him, Michael Belkin, on the vaccine bubble. I've got the links up at robertscottbell.com. Check it out. We've also got the links to some of the music we're going to play as bumpers coming up, as well as we cover this issue in a way that we haven't done before, tying it into the housing bubble, the internet.com bubble. What's the vaccine bubble, and how do you burst it safely so that you are not harmed by it? Maybe those needles, instead of injecting your children, should be popping that vaccine bubble. We're going to talk about that and a lot more after this break on the United States and World of Health Talk Radio, this special Healing Revolution edition. As we always do, Liam Schaff's going to join us in a little while as well. Super Don, thanks for all your input on that debate footage as well.
My pleasure.
My pleasure. I almost thought you were going to move there to break. Move us into break. No, Don is not one of the sheeple. Listen, we got lots of healing to go. Stand by. Say thanks to our sponsors. Without them, we couldn't do what we do here every day through Natural News. And go to robertscottbell.com. Click on some of those links as well. Say thanks to them. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Bubble, bubble, toil and trouble. How many bubbles do we have to have before we wake up and go, dude, we don't need to inflate another bubble? Could there be another bubble within the pharmaceutical industrial complex? It's one of the last realms where people are still making money, big time money, even though it's fiat, fractional reserve, funny money. They're still making it. And an article came across my email the other day. I mentioned it on the air. It's called The Vaccine Bubble. And I thought, wow, somebody actually wrote about a bubble related to vaccines and big pharma. We got to talk to this guy. Turns out Michael Belkin actually knows a good friend of mine, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny as well. And, well, there's a lot more behind this story. So let's bring him up right now. Michael Belkin, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thanks for having me, Robert.
I am very pleased to have you on board. The article that stimulates our discussion today, The Vaccine Bubble by Michael Belkin, Pathways to Family Wellness. Give us an overview of this. It's in the Pathways to Family Wellness magazine.
Right. Well, I used to work on Wall Street, Salomon Brothers. I was a quantitative strategist there. And I come from the business world, and I had a personal experience with vaccines with my family. We can talk about that later. Yeah. But after that happened, I got into the science and the economics of the vaccine business, and it's a huge focus right now for pharmaceutical companies who are losing patent protection on things like Lipitor, all their blockbuster drugs, patented. They're losing patent protection, so they're grasping at straws, and they intend to grow the vaccine business and make it become like a blockbuster drug thing. So there's huge, they're pouring huge money into research, and there's 145 new vaccines in development right now, and they're trying to grow a $25 billion market, which is the total market for vaccines in the U.S., into just an enormously big market. And of course, that depends on having customers who will take all their vaccines. So we can get into that, as time goes on.
Well, yeah, if you've been in the economic sector as an economist or someone working the markets as such, you probably recognize well the difference between a free market and a monopoly, and we'll get into that as well. But I just played some clips earlier about a news story. It was presented as a full-on, here's the news, and it was all about, oh my gosh, it looks like the HPV is responsible for throat cancers in men. Wait, to the rescue. HPV shots. Gardasil is there for you boys too. And it was such pure, dripping propaganda. It wasn't even subtle. Although the mainstream of U.S. thought that is not listening to this show or reading Natural News might buy it hook, line, and sinker. Does this tie in? Do you recognize the ownership, if you will, of the media, Big Pharma producing the news?
Absolutely. In my article in Pathways magazine, I got into that. It's a lot of this comes from front groups. The PR magazine, the PR trade prevents front groups, you know, and they release PR releases, and media people repeat these things verbatim. And I read that same story that you did today, and it says, oh, my God, you know, my son, it makes you think, oh, my God, my son is vulnerable. I got to go out and rush out and get my son vaccinated, you know, with Gardasil.
It was done so expertly. My goodness. I mean, if I didn't know better, I'd be like running out to get one for myself. I mean, that's how slick they are. Of course, I could see through it immediately because I understand the language of their so-called matrix. But unless you have the code to break it, you're literally at their mercy. That's how efficient and it's like a cold efficiency of an assassin, the way they go at it.
Absolutely. And as you know, there's a push now to vaccinate boys with the cervical cancer vaccine. And so they're inventing they're grasping for straws, trying to find all these justifications to increase their market. And that's what it is about. It's about Merck and Glaxo. Merck makes Gardasil. And they this is the company that made Vioxx, you know, that killed 40,000 people with heart attacks, and they denied it all the way through, you know. 40,000 people, that's almost as many people as died in the Vietnam War. It's as many combat losses as the U.S. endured. Merck killed that many people almost with its with Vioxx, which was just a pain reliever. It wasn't like for sick people or anything. It's just like an aspirin replacement. So now they're trying to do the same thing with Gardasil, which is their HPV vaccine. And I think people really need to watch out for this. You know, as you know, I have a band called The Refusers, and I'm not in the business of telling other people what to do, but, you know, it's certainly people should make an informed decision. Well, you know, if they go to a regular doctor and they start getting, you know, pushed with this stuff, or they have to have it for school or something, they need to really investigate the adverse reactions, because there are terrible adverse reactions to Gardasil and the HPV vaccine.
Well, and there's some blowback happening. I mean, indeed, Rick Perry saw that on the campaign trail when he was running for president, because of his executive order mandate that was eventually overturned and refused, so to speak. Speaking of the refusers, right? And then in California, Governor Moonbeam Jerry Brown signed into law something that the Democrats pushed hard on, the ability to vaccinate 12-year-olds without parental consent with this shot called Gardasil. And yet now there's mysteries occurring in Leroy, New York. They're denying that it's Gardasil because they claim not every one of the kids did get it, but enough of them did, on top of the many other vaccines that are out there. Now, you mentioned the 40,000-plus deaths due to Vioxx, this COX-2 inhibiting drug. Listen, you were in, with Solomon Brothers, you were in Building 7 before it was down. I mean, you got out of New York before it happened, 9/11. But we went to war, supposedly, undeclared as it was, for 3,000 deaths. And you're talking 40,000 deaths just from one company, and there's no war being declared on Merck?
Well, no, there's not. In vaccines, you know, I'm sure you're aware that you have no recourse. That, you know, you're shielded. If you have a vaccine adverse reaction, you get shunted into this kangaroo court system of the vaccine compensation program, and you know the vaccine manufacturer, it just laughs. You know, they just they're impervious, you know, it seems like, you know, so, you know, they make the money, and if you get the adverse reaction, you know, they'll just deny it all the way to the bank. That's how the system works.
Well, it's fascinating. And again, you being in finance, you've talked about Solomon Brothers, things like that, derivatives that are now out there and talking about. I don't know your full background. You may be able to reveal some of that. But here you have an industry, and I don't know, tell me, is there any other industry besides Big Pharma that has this kind of monopoly, much less the shielding from liability for their product? I mean, does the auto industry have this?
Not, I don't think so. You know, there's something unique about the pharmaceutical industry, particularly with vaccines, because what they do is they rely on compulsion. So it's not like like if you're in business, you know, you got to sell a product and compete with other people, and you got to keep reinventing yourself and stay on top. You know, that's what being in the free market is all about. You know, there's no guarantees. In the vaccine business, they get these, they get these mandates at the school level, and basically they are using the school, public schools, as their marketing department for no cost. So, you know, if you go to a public school and you have to have such and such vaccines, you know, it's different in every state. But essentially, they are just marketing. They are serving as the not unpaid marketing department for vaccine manufacturers. And there's only a couple of those. There's Merck and Glaxo and Sanofi. You know, it's a huge concentrated oligopolistic industry.
Mm-hmm. Well, in this business model of the bubble, right? We've seen bubbles inflate and collapse, particularly accelerated after Nixon basically closed the gold window, which is why Congressman Ron Paul got into politics in the first place, because he saw, based on what he understood of Austrian economics, that inevitably the economy would be going through these artificial bubbles and then collapses based on a fiat currency, which is a whole different realm that we never learned in school growing up. We had to learn outside of that realm. Yet now we're seeing a bubble like I've never seen written, and I've been talking about this, you know, and indicating where would it be in regards to Big Pharma? When would they collapse as well? What is the vaccine bubble? Is it that taxpayer funds are now being diverted there, or is it private funds, or is it both? What's happening?
Well, let's first start with psychology. So the reason I'm calling vaccines a bubble is, in every bubble I've participated, or I've been in the midst of several bubbles in the financial markets, you know, in the tech stocks back in 1999, 2000, mm-hmm. and then the housing bubble. You know, we've all lived through these things and we've seen it happen. And when you're in – the people that are in the bubble feel compelled that, like, they have to get in. They have to buy a house. You know, you have to build equity. You have to buy the NASDAQ. You have to buy, you know, Netscape at the top, you know, or even now. You know, I think the market's kind of in a bubble now. So there's this element of you have to be there. And I think the same thing was in like the swine flu vaccine a couple years back. Everyone had to have it. It's like this herd mentality. So there's an element of psychology mm-hmm. about vaccines. You have to get the vaccine, you know, you're not protected, you know. So there's first of all, there's that element of psychology. And then there's an element of profits. And there's always corruption and huge profitability going on beneath the surface of the bubbles, you know. And
yes.
Of course, in this one, it's absolutely the pharmaceutical companies, and the medical research is corrupt. You know, when I started looking at scientific studies, the safety studies for vaccines, the placebo is another vaccine. So if there's an adverse reaction, and the placebo has an adverse reaction, they can say, "Oh, it's just the same as the placebo." That's how safety studies for vaccines are done.
The safety studies, in other words, Michael, are non-existent, as I've said, and we're releasing today. The vaccine seminar that was recorded by myself and John Rappaport, and over 11 hours of information like this going into the fact that all the things that are claimed about the wonders of vaccines are basically outright lies. The studies behind them to say that they're efficacious, also fraudulent lies. And people have not heard it, and they won't hear it from the old media because they're bought, they are purchased, if you will. They're literally not even parroting what Big Pharma is saying. They're literally taking the B-roll that is being submitted through these PR agencies. They're writing the news and presenting it as if it's news. And if people realize it, perhaps they do something different, perhaps not, because there's too much fluoride in their water as it is.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm in total agreement with you.
All right. Well, I didn't expect we would be in disagreement today. Not at all. By the way, we're talking with Michael Belkin. His article, The Vaccine Bubble, also we've got that linked up in today's show notes at robertscottbell.com. And in addition, he's got a band called The Refusers, and I hope to hear some bumper music today from The Refusers, including, what was the one you just sent me, the Mad Hatter, was it, a story?
Mad Hatter Blues. It's about mercury, you know, in vaccines, because it's, of course, in every flu shot, multi-dose vial, you're getting 25 micrograms of mercury. So that's what the song's about. It's about becoming a Mad Hatter from vaccines.
Well, and it's awesome because you have your son who's 11 and he's playing drums in this thing. Your daughter's starring, and the video is really well done. I'm very impressed. The band's great, and you've got that going on. And what was it? Because you got two, according to what I saw in this video, very healthy, vital. It looks like unvaccinated kids. What was the backstory, real quick? We've got a couple of minutes before break, and we'll continue on. But what was it that opened your eyes? Because, you know, being in high finance, not so much awareness about pharmaceuticals and vaccines.
Right. Well, our first child in 1998 was born. When she was 5 weeks old, we took her to the pediatrician across the street, and she got a hepatitis B vaccine, and she died within hours.
Oh.
And that was she had a swollen brain. That's the classic definite. You know, that's what a vaccine adverse reaction is: brain inflammation, encephalitis.
Yeah.
And that began a learning process for me. And we can get into some of what I've learned, but I came to the conclusion after looking at the so-called science behind vaccines that I have to be a total idiot to vaccinate my children. So we've gone on, we survived it. It was a lot of pain for my wife in particular, obviously.
Sure.
And we have now two unvaccinated children who are incredibly healthy, and we're into all the stuff to improve to have a natural immunity. You know, fish oil and vitamin D, and and not eating sugar. And we've done. I've taken huge responsibility to really raise two healthy, neurologically normal children.
Yeah, it's a blessing. Although the difficulty is that many children have been sacrificed along the way for any or all of us perhaps to wake up. I talk with you off the air. Many people know my story, how I was vaccine damaged as a child, although not in the form of the autism spectrum as it's defined, but other adverse events that I had. I always remembered, but I didn't really know until I met a homeopathic doctor from Belgium and began studying over 10 years working with it. And that's a form of medicine that the establishment would deny as even real. And yet, over 2 years of working with detoxifying my body as such, got healthy enough and to see through it, get well, and then, of course, planned to have kids and realized that there was no way a doctor would come anywhere near my child with a needle. He or she would take their life into their own hands because I look at it as assault with a deadly weapon.
Absolutely. There's a new study that came out today on that subject. Let me see. The Australians are saying that they can't teach homeopathy in the universities anymore. That there's like the so-called scientists are complaining to the universities in Australia for teaching homeopathy.
Oh, it's amazing. Well, the Earth is still the center of the universe in Australia in the academic circle. So, look, we're going to take a quick break here. Michael Belkin's joining us and continues with us, in fact. You can check out the link, and it's over at therefusers.com. I've got it linked up directly at robertscottbell.com. We can continue on in discussion of how do we now pop the vaccine bubble. Right? Save as many children as possible. And that's what we're going to do next on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stay with us.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Hey there, this is Mike. Got a couple of things you may want to check out. Did you know about the website counterthink.com? These are some really hilarious, freedom-oriented, health-oriented, even political cartoons. You got to check out counterthink.com. And if you want to know what's in your food, go check out foodinvestigations.com, where you've got a bunch of free mini documentaries, little videos there you can watch that will show you what's in your food and what's not in your food. We talk about Total Blueberry Pomegranate Cereal made by General Mills. Did you know it has no blueberries in it and no pomegranates? We got the video right there on foodinvestigations.com. And if you really want to know what's in your food, your medicine, your personal care products, and so on, head over to naturalnews.com. We're publishing about 12 articles a day now, everything from healing superfoods to the dangerous chemicals in your products, foods, and medicines. Naturalnews.com. Check it out.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Bursting the vaccine bubble here on the Healing Revolution Friday on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Michael Belkin is with me again, therefusers.com. Those of you who enjoy a little bit of the bumper music that we got, it's coming from the Refusers band. And Michael will let you know how to give a listen and download for free in a little while. But I want to talk more about the bursting of the bubble. I mean, for me, it's a matter not so much as bursting, but let's say withdrawing the air supply and it'll deflate. I know that these things ultimately collapse of their own weight, so to speak, but that we're waking people up one at a time, just as you are, because of your experience with your first child and how your children now benefited from that knowledge and tragedy, so to speak, that we make the best of it and make lives better because of it. But in terms of what I see is that you simply, like your name in the band, the Refusers, you simply refuse to comply with any, let's say, compulsory vaccine. It's not even a law, because there are always exemptions or ways to get out of it. But many people are still completely unaware because the old media does a bang up job of ignoring the fact that you have the freedom to say, nope, not for me.
Yeah, you know, you're absolutely right, Robert. I attended a lot of meetings, scientific meetings at the CDC and the FDA, and enough. You know, when I started out after my daughter died, I figured, you know, you could just shine some light on the, and the truth would, you know, heal things. And I after a few years of going to those meetings, I realized that these people are so corrupt that this system will not change and it's going to get worse. So I almost gave up like about 5 years ago.
Uh-huh.
I just said it's going to get worse. And it has gotten worse. There's more and more vaccines coming out. There's more and more vaccine-injured kids.
Yep.
You know, there's one epidemic in this country, and it's of neurologically damaged kids, a.k.a. autism. So, you know, I decided then I've come out, you know, I've testified, you know, to Congress, and there were hearings and all this stuff. But I think, you know, I've come to the conclusion that public awareness, like the same thing that you're doing and that what I'm trying to do with the music, is just so that people know, so that when a new mother and a new father, when they have a kid and they don't know anything about vaccines, and the pediatrician says, come on in and let your kid get the shots, mm-hmm. they know to think twice and make up a, you know, make an informed decision if they're going to do it. You know, know what the risks are both ways. Know what a vaccine adverse reaction is. So I think it's knowledge and awareness. That's what's really going to end this thing. And there's yeah. so many groups. You know, the Refusers, certainly not, we're not the only ones out there. There are so many groups on Facebook now, and, you know, Natural News and Sherry Tenpenny and the book. You know, mm-hmm. Sherry Tenpenny, I was a contributing author to a book with Sherry Tenpenny called Vaccine Epidemic. I wrote a chapter on the vaccine bubble in that book. So it's really awareness that's going to change this thing. And it is changing. Like, people are more aware mm-hmm. now. You know, then back in 1998, when we had our first child, I didn't know anything about vaccines, and I hadn't heard anything that could be dangers. But now I think people are aware. So there is a growing awareness, at least.
Well, absolutely, and that's the reason why John Rappaport and I have also done the vaccine seminar now becoming available. We'll have the links up at the blog, too, at robertscottbell.com. Public awareness now. The monopoly, this mandate, they realize they need compulsion. Now, that tells me a lot about the business itself of vaccines, much less Big Pharma, because the rest of their drugs also operates in an artificial economy, so to speak. Not a free market, but its own little monopoly system that competes in within itself, which is not true competition, but squashes any competition like natural medicine via using regulatory agencies. You mentioned the marketing of vaccines through public schools. I mean, heck, look at the largest marketer of vaccines in America is the Centers for Disease Control, which I renamed the Centers for Disease Creation. I mean, literally, they get free publicity, marketing, promotion by a taxpayer-funded agency.
You're absolutely right. There's actually one interesting development on this right now. The CDC and the medical societies are in a big push to make it mandatory to get flu vaccines for hospital workers.
Yes.
And one interesting story, which I just ran, I have a news blog on the refusers.com in the Refusers newsroom. And one story I ran today read, OSHA has come out against it. So Occupational Safe and Healthy Administration.
Nice.
Has said they've come out against mandatory flu vaccines for hospital workers, and they are the agency that's charged with protecting the health of hospital workers. So there's actually the guy who's the head of OSHA is David Michaels, who's actually a very good guy. He's one of the only guys that Obama has appointed. He's an epidemiologist. He's written a great book called Doubt Is Their Product: How Industry's Assault on Science Threatens Your Health. And he's really the one where I learned about Vioxx and how many people Vioxx had killed,
right,
and how Merck warped the scientific studies. So anyways, it's interesting because there is some opposition. You know, they keep trying to make these vaccines mandatory for one thing after another. And believe me, they won't stop. You know, if it's passports or driver's licenses, you know, I mean, that's how these marketing departments of the pharmaceutical companies and the CDC, you know, the unholy alliance, they just want to make it so you can't do something. You know, it's almost like mark of the beast.
Yeah,
or something.
Well,
you
can't, said it well. Yeah.
You cannot buy or sell unless you have this mark. You know, it's really a strange thing, the mandatory nature of vaccines.
Well, and refusing to accept the mark to begin with is a much more powerful thing, although some of us have shed it after having had it with a lot of hard work and effort, so to speak. But this is the awakening, if you will. And I see also the blowback and the resistance happening within the health professionals, not only, as you mentioned, OSHA, but I've seen nursing groups and doctors groups also now questioning, hey, you can't be mandating this to us, you know, in this way. So they're also recognizing it. Now, just the other day, my dear friend Liam Sheff here, a co-host often, he came in and we talked about the Generation X, of which we are a part. And Liam just got back in studio. Let me see if I can have him join in here. The fact that Gen X it was kind of a transitional generation. We got very upset with our own generation, Liam, didn't we? They were just the doctors. No, they do trust the doctors. They don't trust Big Pharma, but somehow they trust the doctors that are giving the things that Big Pharma tells them to give. So there's a cognitive dissonance in that level, but yet some in Gen Y and Z starting to see things a little differently.
St. Pauli's?
St. Pauli's.
Somebody's drinking something. Oh, non-alcoholic. No, I was just
where did that come from?
I was just in front of me. I walked in. There's a St. Pauli's girl open on the...
what did we do yesterday? It was like the man cave in here with you and Richard and the things we did on the air. Oh, my gosh.
This is a great – I was really enjoying this interview. Mm-hmm. Your guest is very, 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 very smart, and the loss that he had in his life, you know, this is the kind of thing that compels people to either fold or find some spiritual connection and rise and fight, and I'm just really – I'm sorry for his loss, but I'm really impressed.
Yeah.
It's a heck of a lot of good information, and it's heartfelt. So I just want to say that
I feel it.
Yeah, we talked about our lost generation, people who I don't know. They'll go on the blogs and they'll argue about all the science deniers, but they won't read the critical science.
Mm-hmm.
Like they think that we're all Bible thumping yahoos. You know, like I have a pretty evolved spiritual sense, but you know, whatever, that's for other people to say. But I'm not a fundamentalist of any sort. I'm not a any kind of biblical literalist. And yet, if I pose some of these questions to them about vaccines, it's the only thing they go, oh, you believe the earth is 6,000 years old? No, I actually don't. But I think injecting mercury into children is stupid.
Mm-hmm. So what are you seeing out there, Michael, as far as, you know, in the high finance world? Of course, you moved out of New York City, thank goodness. But, you know, as far as awareness creeping into different areas, you know, obviously those that listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, read Natural News, are much more aware and conscious than almost anybody else because of their desire for good health and their willingness to detoxify from the bad habits we probably all grew up with. But what about the other areas of life you're interacting?
Well, you know, I spent my in the real world. I mean, this is all I do. This all, you know, gratis. You know, just trying to raise awareness. I developed that forecasting algorithm back when I worked at, you know, one of the top three investment banks back in the 90s, and I am a financial market strategist basically. So I do forecasting for risk control for big portfolio managers. You know, mutual fund companies, hedge funds, things like that. And that's those are my clients. And I am not a bubble person at all, but, you know, we could spend a whole other show talking about about the markets and the Federal Reserve. And,
we might
and
just have they, to, what, you know that.
Yeah. So that's another hat that I wear. You know, the medical hat, you know, I try not to – I have a Chinese wall between these two things, so I don't
– I understand.
I don't hit my clients over the head with the stuff about vaccines, and I try not to mix up the financial stuff with the vaccine stuff. But, you know, to get back to your point, I think, you know, for young people coming up, you know, I think one of the most important things to know is that the American Medical Association says informed consent. The quote from their website is, he or she can make an informed decision to proceed or to refuse a particular course of medical intervention. That's the official policy of the American Medical Association. Notice it doesn't say say accept vaccines.
Right.
So you have the right to make an informed decision. So when they come at you and say you don't have a choice and you have to go to school or you need this for your job or something, you know, You need to think twice, you know, and get back to informed choice. And I'm not telling, you know, I'm not telling people what to do. They should make up their own minds. They should look at the evidence. I've looked at the evidence for vaccine safety, you know, as a quantitative strategist. I want to know the brass tacks, you know, what's the risk of getting the disease and the complications from the disease, and what's the risk, you know, from the adverse reaction from the vaccine. And I looked at vaccine by vaccine. I looked, you know, it's hard to get adverse reaction data, but if you go through the FDA VAERS reports, which I did for hepatitis B and a lot of other vaccines, you just see horror stories over and over and over, you know, immediate, you know, convulsions, neurological damage, deaths, and then the story just drops. You know, in the FDA reports, it just ends. You don't know what happened, but you know, from talking to the parents, you know that those kids ended up neurologically damaged. The kids who got vaccinated and then had convulsions and transported to the hospital emergency room, those are the kids that end up with long term epilepsy and learning disabilities.
I think that we will look back on this time in our history, and one day we'll see how barbaric, in fact, it has been that we accepted something to be so filled with falsehoods, to say it politely, and absolutely outright lies that have led to the death, dismemberment, and you know, harm to millions worldwide for a long time now. It sounds like you're of that perspective as well.
Right. Well, you know, we got the drug companies are pushing more and more and more. There are more and more new vaccines under development, and they intend to keep pushing them out. So people, you know, I think there's just really going to be a separation between the people who are aware and read the studies and make an intelligent decision and the people who just, you know, they like drink the Kool-Aid, you know, and believe what they're told and do it unquestioningly, like lemmings, like the people who bought real estate at the top, or the people that bought Netscape at the top.
Wow, and there are a lot of those. Still don't figure out, if we see the major political candidates running for president, including the current president, other than Ron Paul, still don't understand what even causes bubbles.
Well, right. It seems to be a sign of our age. However, you know, as you and I are demonstrating in this, you know, we are talking on an internet connection, and people are going to be reading this on the web and listening to it on the web. So, you know, this is the opposition. We are the opposition to the insanity, and it's the only way people are going to hear about it. You know, if they listen to the refusers, or listen to your radio show, you know, and read Natural News, and it's the only way they're going to become aware about what's really going on.
Well, and it is happening more than we can imagine. Sometimes we don't know the exact numbers, but the numbers are growing tremendously. And I'm very, very pleased to finally connect with you on this. And I do hope and I imagine that we will be working more together and having you back on the program to talk about this. And I would love to spend some time with you on some of these economic issues, especially because you've been on the inside of so many of these things and have a different viewpoint, even more so than you know what I can relate just from all the reading and talking to others around there. So I'd love to have you back to do that as well.
That would be my pleasure.
So, Michael, how will they get the downloads of the MP3 music from the band The Refusers?
Right. Well, we have an album coming out that's called First Do No Harm. And I'm working on the last song right now, which is on Gardasil. But if you Google The Refusers, you'll come up with a list of links. And you can listen to the music on Reverb Nation. It's about the fourth link that comes up. And we have a Facebook page. It's the sixth link that comes up. And I have a blog. All the blog stories get listed on the Facebook page. And Refusers Newsroom at therefusers.com. Is if you go back over there, it's all the stories that I've written, and it's a science-based blog, you know, about, you know, interpreting what they think they're saying about vaccines and into what they're really saying and what it really means to you as a vaccine consumer.
Beautiful. Well, I've got them linked up at the blog at robertscottbell.com today. If you don't already get your daily updates through naturalnewsradio.com, please also enter your email address there. It's absolutely free. If you have any questions or comments, especially for when I get Michael back on, because you know I'll have him back on here, the number 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. We got the links up to The Refusers. Hope you enjoyed the bumper music as well. And to enjoy and welcome Michael to the family here at the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you, Michael, for being on board.
Thank you. My pleasure.
We'll be right back to wrap up today's show after this.
When you get a flu shot, guess what it contains? 25 micrograms of mercury in your brain.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Liam, are you one of them refusers?
Yep.
The refusers.
Yeah.
You could be in that rock band with Michael Belkin.
I could. Yeah. I refused a lot. I've refused a lot of things in my life.
I loved him. I thought he was absolutely, you know, he had the incredible investment in a rare, let's say, a broad-based knowledge in the economic and finance world. But look, he put two and two together. He put all of that together and saw what was going on. And, of course, the tragedy in his life with the child, oh, my gosh, unspeakable. But these are the kind of things that are waking not only him but many parents up to see what's going on. That's why I say stuff's changing. You know, when we had Richard in here yesterday, he says, I don't believe any. I mean, you know, we went back and forth on that. But I just have to think this. There are people suffering enough to wake up to some degree.
People are always waking up. What is it? Families are always rising and falling in America. People are always waking up. But there are always people being born who are kind of asleep. And then there are people who sort of choose. Is it the red pill? I don't remember.
Right.
You know, pill. I know it's not filet mignon, but I don't care.
But if we look at history, I mean, there are ebbs and flows and waves, right, of consciousness and unconsciousness, you know.
Well, there were always progressives. I mean, there were always, I don't mean liberal or whatever. I just mean there were always people who were nipping at the heels and trying to push the consciousness along. I have a different worldview. I always think there's a certain percentage of people, or there are a certain percentage of people who are going to be extremely forward thinking and asking us about the nature of reality. We've got Ron Paul's, for example, in the political realm. Very rare individual, extraordinarily rare. In fact, there's only one of them.
Yeah,
we know his name. You know, a lot of people get sleepy. I think when food gets to be an issue, a lot of people suddenly wake up to a new level of awareness. Yeah, so hunger, right? Yeah. As Rocky Balboa said,
stay. Right, but you know, I've heard on the spiritual path, until you want, let's say, if you call it spiritual salvation, enlightenment, consciousness, as bad as if I was holding your head underwater and you wanted air, until you want it that bad, you're not going to get it. I mean, you've heard that described.
Well, you have to lose a lot to want to throw away. I mean, you have to suffer a lot to want to throw away the easy and attractive things that cultures offer. There's so many easy, attractive things that are offered to us.
Right.
I mean, there's so many shiny, these days more than ever, so many flashy, shiny, reflective, distracting surfaces and flashing lights and things we can get absorbed into, these flat screens that imitate life. I mean, we used to just have TV and movies. I suppose there have always been some sorts of drugs, and there have always been the pleasures of the flesh to get lost in, the seven deadly sins. But we just have multiplied them. So there are always people waking up. How about them debates?
Well, yeah, we talked about it earlier with Super Don. It was, for me, Wolf Blitzer was much more fair to Ron Paul in matters of time. Some would say Ron didn't knock it out of the park. Others say he did. I mean, he is who he is. But
I don't know what that means. I mean, look, you're running for president. If Newt Gingrich can hog so much time by interjecting, Ron Paul can interject once in a while.
Yeah.
He has a lot to say.
He does, but it's not in his character to interrupt. He's too respectful.
Well, he's not running for a respectful thing. President of the United States is not a...
There are many, what would we call it, not anomalies, but maybe anomalies in what he's doing to become something that he doesn't want to exert the power that office has.
Well, that's what he's doing. He's running to strip the unearned power away from these decrepit offices. So it's a very funny thing he's doing. It was a terrible – it wasn't a debate. It was a pony show. Who's the prettiest wife for the first lady? And there was a – but what this really was, in my eyes, this was the death of the Gingrich campaign. This was the beginning of the end. And now people will pile on. People weren't getting behind his easy rhetoric. He made a number of massive blunders that everybody on the stage, even Santorum –
Moon-based Newt.
Moon-based
Gingrich,
Newt.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. Even Santorum was likely to be polite to him, at the elder crazy, you know, conservative.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, elder crazy conservative, you have gone too far.
Yeah, well, that was interesting. I think, I agree. I mean, Gingrich is coming off the rails, although he's always good at taking something, turning it around, like we've talked about. But last night, the boots were on Gingrich. I would say that watching how many times people said, I agree with Ron Paul, I agree with Dr. Paul, yes, like Dr. Paul says, that, you know, just thinking back to 4 years ago where he was completely marginalized, or at least in the views of the establishment candidates up there, it was a whole different world. It's like if you had gone to sleep 4 years ago and woken up and seen this debate stage with Ron Paul on it yesterday, last night, you would be thinking, what alternate reality or universe am I in? And sometimes you forget that over 4 years, what has changed. In the blink of an eye, you would see it and go, oh my gosh, how is this even possible? They're talking to him like he's not only an equal, in some cases a superior.
That's a good point. I also know what they're doing. They're grooming Romney for the role. Santorum is there to take the hatchet to Gingrich, who's there to take the hatchet to everybody and himself. And Paul is the unexpected. There really should be three up there, according to the mainstream's plan or rhetoric or whatever. Right. He's the unexpected one, and that's why I'm voting for him. It doesn't matter to me who wins the nomination. I'm voting for Ron Paul so I can say I voted for Ron mm-hmm. Paul, so I can know who voted for Ron Paul.
Yes.
Because the next time around, the choice will be stark. It's stark now. You think it's bad now. After four more years of what I predict will be Obama, I'm voting for Ron Paul. I want you to vote for Ron Paul. But if this plays out...
Mm-hmm. Well, we're still dealing with the Operation Grandma aspect of this because I had more evidence last night as well. We have some family in town, my wife's mom and her husband in their 70s and 80s, and they said, oh, man, Ron Paul was making so much sense in that debate.
Right.
But it's too bad he can't win, right? So they're still of the generation that is believing that which the media dictates to them. And, of course, you could say, well, if you don't vote for him, of course he can't. But, length of logic or leap of logic is not occurring to many, although the Operation Grandma, if everybody taking Tom Woods seriously, I hope you are. And remind you, I'll be up there in Philadelphia with Tom Woods at the Nullify Now event March 31st, which is going to be awesome. The 10th Amendment Center guys are awesome.
They are. Michael Bolden and the rest of what they stand for is great. I gotta give him a call, tug on his ear about these other things, these lack of freedom HIV tests. But that's another story. Well, look, Ron Paul can win. I'm going to vote for Ron Paul. I have a particular view of America and the struggles that it needs to go through in its late adolescence.
Mm-hmm.
I think that countries do follow a narrative, and you said it. You have to suffer a lot to come to spiritual awareness.
Yeah, and briefly, we were talking about, I think we mentioned this Friday night at the Health Freedom Expo, right? We've got a very special event that was approved. The talk on AIDS, HIV, fake HIV test. We talk about the legalities, in fact, how to get out of anybody getting a positive test legally. Legal strategies now we're going to be able to really reveal.
This is going to be a grand opening of a new kind. This is a very big thing being unrolled. I mean, working with the OMSJ, supporting what they're doing, putting forward a new legal strategy that anybody can enact if they've been given a false HIV
Is that
test.
Link up for the video about it yet?
No.
Okay, well, as soon as it is, there's a big video coming out, and Liam's the star. I'm kind of in the sideline on it. You're going to watch that.
It's a little happy promotional video that really lays out the whole AIDS fraud in a very friendly way. Mm-hmm. It's 8 minutes long.
All right. Well, keep an eye on it. Thank you to everybody for being here on this Healing Revolution Friday. Thank you to Liam. Thank you as well to Michael Belkin. Thank you as well to Dr. Frank King and Super Don for making us sound so good. Remember, Sunday's show live on GCN, and you'll check it out by plugging into my website at robertscottbell.com. Call me anytime, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Have a wonderful weekend. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
So raise your glass if you are here, in all the right ways, all night under the
Scott Bell Show.